We are really very pleased to be here in North Carolina with you. Really, it's the very first state that we organize a visit. Our ambassador in the United States, Mr. Fernandez Feingold, told me that being here before I arrived, he discovered that our similarities are very strong and we can do a lot of things together, not only relating to what is the main purpose of the people, to get in touch and to know each other. Because if we don't know each other, we don't have any kind of capacity to grow in other areas. The main area is the personal one. Maybe we don't have the chance to make business together, or maybe we don't have the chance to make a lot of things together, but if we get together, our people and your people coming from the Uruguay to North Carolina and going you down there, I think is the main effort of our visit shall be attained. Because history is made by the people and is not made by the economics. Economics is very important, but the people is much more important than economics. And I can speak not only about, I don't know if she allowed me to speak from in her representation, because you know, in these days, as I see here in North Carolina, women are coming very soon to the highest level in history, and that makes us becomes in a dangerous situation. But accepting the new reality in this world, and we both think, as all the members of a delegation, that being here in North Carolina, we feel at home. Really, we feel at home. Despite that, we can do good business. And we are thinking that getting in contact with a state like North Carolina, Uruguay shall receive a lot of benefits, because you do already a lot of things that we are trying to do at home for the last 100 years. We develop, as you, a public, general, free education. From the very early days of a boy, we started our education before primary school. That means boys with 4 years and 5 years, they have already a place organized and paid by the state to learn before to go into the school. Then we have a free school, a free public school, a free gymnasium, that means from the school to the university, and also we have a free university. And our primary law, primary education law, comes from the last quarter century of the 19th, from the 19th century. It was 1875. Our public education law was arranged and was voted and was put in the activity in 1875. And the teacher, the founder of this movement, was a very well-known Uruguayan called José Pedro Varela, that in order to organize our education, came to the States and worked with a very important educator, the American educator called Horatio Mann. He's one of the most important members of the beautiful tradition of education that you have in this country. Horatio Mann was the one who taught Mr. Varela, and out of his example, we organize our primary school. And I believe, and we all believe in Uruguay, that the primary school in Uruguay is the founder of the